Alaska Airlines normally makes two stops a day in Petersburg, but the company will cancel that service from March 23rd to April 21st while the town's runway is being reconstructed. The State Department of Transportation project includes replacing cross runway culverts and the expansion of safety zones surrounding the runway. During the closure, the passengers traveling to or from Petersburg will have to go through Wrangell. Marianne Lindsay is company spokesperson for Alaska Airlines.
During that time, we're going to be accommodating passengers out of Wrangell, and we'll be, adjusting flight times and putting in a temporary flight schedule to allow folks that are transporting down, you know, from Petersburg to Wrangell to get onto flights. And we've posted some new flight times and arrivals that will, go into effect in March. So we wanted to give customers plenty of advance notice that we're going to be doing this so they can plan their travel in advance.
The state has already announced plans to provide ferry and bus service to shuttle Petersburg Airline passengers to and from Wrangell for each of the two daily flights during the closure. Lindsay says the airline will hold the plane in Wrangell until the Petersburg passengers arrive. Passengers who are planning to travel into or out of Petersburg during the closure will have to book their flights through Wrangell.
And any customers that have already booked travel during this period can call Alaska Airlines at our 800 number, and we'll change the reservation without charge.
While the airline will bypass Petersburg during the runway closure, Lindsay does not expect it will reduce travel time for those two flights.
I don't think it's going to change things a lot. We're going to increase our ground times, obviously, in Wrangell. So I think in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to give, going to speed us up anymore. But it does kind of throw a wrench in the operation for a couple of weeks. But we absolutely want them to accommodate, accomplish what they want to do on the runway there for the long term. So it's something that we're willing to do.
Alaska Airlines cargo customers will still be able to drop off their freight at the Petersburg office. The biggest local impact will likely be the time it takes for Petersburg passengers to get to a flight. The airport itself is just a few minutes away from town, but the closure will mean passengers and freight will have to leave town several hours before each flight so they can make the journey by road and water to Wrangell. More information is available at alaskaair.com or by calling 1-800-ALASKA-AIR. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.